The next patient is Margaret Cole, the last name is C-O-L-E, first name M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old white female that is following our practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The latest laboratory workup that was done on January 19 of 2023, this patient, after stopping the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor, the creatinine is 1.3 from 1.9, and the estimated GFR is 41 mLs per minute. Period. The blood sugar continues to be under control. Interestingly, this patient, despite the fact that she has a history of diabetic retinopathy and peripheral vascular disease, doesn't have proteinuria. That is significant, at least in the latest laboratory workup. On January 18 of 2023, this patient has albumin creatinine ratio of 19. Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes. The latest hemoglobin A1C on January the 18, 2023 is 7.5, which is similar to the prior determination. Following number. The patient has obesity with a BMI of 39. The patient gained 12 pounds in about 6 months. She was explained about the need to lose weight. She was also explain about the very low sodium diet, and most importantly, changing to a plant-based diet. We discuss the plant-based diet in detail, and she's going to try to follow it. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease with a history of amputation of one toe. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading 159 over 79. Whenever she loses the 12 pounds, this blood pressure is going to come to a better control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. Treated with the administration of levothyroxine. I'm going to leave this up to Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B, like in boy A, to manage the thyroid. Following number, the patient has Charcot's foot. Following number, the patient has diabetic retinopathy and diabetic neuropathy. following number, a history of hyperuricemia. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested ten minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 7 minutes in the documentation.